This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Look outside, ladies and gentlemen. It's coming down like cats and dogs.
Yes.
All right.
It was rough coming in.
And this is just the beginning of it because we are due for a bomb cyclone.
Oh my God, Gavin.
And we are getting ourselves an atmospheric river, an early atmospheric river.
I have to tell you something. I can't go through bomb cyclone season with you again.
You have no choice.
Okay. Could you just be quiet about it, maybe? Because when an atmospheric, there are three things you love. Okay.
Make it four.
There are four things you love. Okay. Me.
Okay.
Okay. Bomb cyclones. Atmospheric river.
Yeah.
America.
You forgot dinosaurs.
No. These are top four. Okay. And when I need people to understand your dedication to storms, talking about storms, notifying people of storms.
Yeah.
It has to stop. Because, first of all, did you know I have a little notification on my computer here tells me it's raining.
You're right.
Okay, I don't need you. I don't need you. And I'm to the point I need you to stay out of it.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the thing. And I'll admit this. Storms are like one of the most dad things about me.
Okay.
I am on it when it comes to storms. Like, if the Weather Channel was still relevant, I would be that guy that the dad from the 90s that we all grew up with that would just be standing in front of the Weather Channel for hours and just being like, all right, guys, it's saying that we're gonna get it.
Just looking outside, be like, it should be coming down by now.
Right. Where I grew up, where it snowed all the time, there were dads, my dad was one of them, that was just like, hey, just so everybody knows, 8 to 10 inches by 3 a.m. And then after that, an additional 4. So are you listening?
As if your dad, still, because he's on the East Coast. So when you drive in,
he does.
When you drive in, it's like 8 something for him or 7 something.
Yeah.
And he calls you, especially during the wintertime,
yeah,
to notify you on how much snow is on the ground there quite regularly.
Not only
so
that.
So this is in your DNA.
He follows storms here.
Here.
I know. Doesn't know how to do anything on his phone. Can't figure out how to video chat with his own grandchildren, but he's figured out how to track the weather of Sacramento, California.
He does.
And can't wait to talk to me about it. But here's the sick part. I can't wait to talk to him about it.
Okay, then keep it with him.
Well, but how are you going to know when it rains?
Well, I was just outside.
I'm telling you, it's really going to come.
Okay, and then here's the thing. It's not actually information I need to know. I don't need to bring the cows in.
This is ridiculous.
Okay, I don't need to cook the chickens. It's not the Wizard of Oz.
Right.
So whether it comes or whether it doesn't, there's nothing I need to do except bring an umbrella.
How are you going to know, though, about the Fujiwara effect?
What?
That's what's causing all this weather. We've got a bomb cyclone in the north. We've got an atmospheric
what
river.
What is a bomb cyclone?
It's like a spinny air system that kind of keeps things in place.
Okay.
We got an atmospheric river coming in and out of the south. And then here's the wild card.
Okay.
Mr. Fujiwara effect is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
Keeping everything just still.
Oh,
so it's just going to come in and sit. So, okay, you know what? Fine. Your backyard turns into a giant puddle.
It does.
You won't know until it's a giant puddle.
Okay, but even if I know, there's nothing I can do about it. There's a drainage problem.
I guess that's true. For everybody else, though, just know you're going to get real wet.
Yeah, get your cows in.